I'm with the band called Bran from Norway. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
You are a real underground band who earns his place on the international stage now. Is it always as hard as it seems to be on the top of black metal?
Oh, well, we have been doing this for quite some time, 10 years. And it has always been important for us to evolve and do what comes natural to us, but still, have an, what do you call it? Utvikling?
Development.
Development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying staying on top of black metal. Well, I guess you can say that that's kind of what we are trying to do with our new album, Vertigo, where we have incorporated some wider elements than we have used to from before. We have included some vintage synthesizers, for instance, which have broadened our sound. And with that being said, I feel we are still, in my eyes, very black metal. It's still we have the same feeling as we did have for 10 years ago. But there's a development. We haven't stranded doing the same stuff all over again. You know.
Yeah, and we have not been. It hasn't been that important to us to fit all the elements that are supposed to be in this label, true Norwegian black metal. We don't care too much about that. It is black metal, no doubt. But Lloyd said, like Manvon said, we would like to expand a little on the soundscapes. Yeah.
A lot of change in the lineup since the beginning. Does it change some trouble in the process of creation of your songs, or is it something that you deal with? I mean, it's like that, so you need to find a way to be over the problem of the changing in the lineup.
You know, the main core of the band, me and Kvass, we have always, been a part of the band for the last 10 years. And for the first couple of albums, we did pretty much everything. Kvass writes almost all of the lyrics and most of the music as well. I have been writing some songs here and there. So the lineup changes haven't really affected us in that way. But we have gained new composers, actually, since our last album. Folkedal, our new drummer, is a skillful guitarist, and he has made one of the best tracks on our new album. And we played it live at Hellfest today. It's called Inertia Corridors. It's perhaps the most progressive psychedelic song on the album. It's really floating, but we really feel it's still in the vein of Kolbrann, no doubt. And also Voidar, our new second guitarist, has written a couple of tracks for the new album. Actually, we opened the concert with one of his songs called Intro Vertigo. Also, very much in our alley. You know, they have just. It was really surprising, actually, just to see how well the songs fitted. So instead of being only Kvass and myself, we are now four composers. So they have actually broadened our sound.
What do you expect from your listeners? In black metal, there is the music and there is also the lifestyle. What do you expect from your listeners?
Well, it's like we don't demand our audience to behave in a specific way. We would like to reach out to more people than just hardcore black metal fans. It's if other people are interested, that's great for us. And when it comes to, I don't know, lifestyle, it that's a personal thing, you know. It's like ourselves. We don't see ourselves as necessarily. We don't want to be this, be a part of this true Norwegian black metal thing. We are ourselves with our personalities, and that's, yeah, we are different people in the band and very different personalities, so, that's really it. We are actually maybe more open-minded than people would expect, yeah.
Music first.
Yeah, of course.
Vertigo is your third LP, but it's the 11th production you made. I mean, there is three albums, but you recorded 11 CDs. A word about the recording of Vertigo. Did you change something? You said there is some old synthesizer. Did you change some other stuff to your sound?
It wasn't... like we deliberately wanted to change anything. I feel we are still very much operating within the same soundscapes and feelings as we have always done. But of course, as we have said earlier, it's important for us to develop and evolve as well and get better, you know. Speaking of the production, the sound of the new album, we have definitely raised the bar on this one. And I might add that we have recorded everything ourselves, as usual, I can almost say. Vojdar, our new guitarist, is not actually new to the band. He has been a part of several of our earlier recordings, like the first album and some of the 7-inch stuff. And yeah, he also recorded most of the new album, and he's really getting good now. We are very satisfied with the sound on our new album.
Can you tell us some words about the track Drammen? What the lyrics deal with?
Yeah, Drammen, that is the city about half an hour drive from Oslo. It's where we started the band and where we spent our formative years. We rehearsed there, we spent a lot of time there. So this song is a little sort of nostalgic trip. We try to capture the atmosphere of those days, sort of. So the song is made on purpose to be a little more primitive and a little more straightforward, like we used to sound. Yeah, it is a little personal. It's a bit hard to explain really what it is about, but it is for ourselves. It is about our feelings for this city. It has been very important for us.
At the end of your show, you had a special guest. Why did you choose to make a cover song to end your show? And who is that guest?
Yeah, we recorded a cover song of a Russian speed metal band called Karusia Metala. A couple of years ago, and it has the song has become like a regular, I don't know, element of our live set. It's a very catchy, straightforward rock and roll, punkish, thrashy song, you know. So it usually fits very well to close the show with that one. For the Hellfest concert, we were so lucky to have. Renton, join us. You will perhaps know him from Trollfest, and he has also been playing with Sarkom and Urgehal from before. And he plays the trumpet on the recording, you know, the release of that song. So when we could have him play the trumpet live on this song, of course, we were very happy to do that. So yeah, it was. good way to end the concert.
What are your plans for the next weeks?
For the next weeks, well, we have some other festivals coming up under the Black Sun in Germany. Very much looking forward to that. A strong lineup of quality underground bands. 1 week after, we're going to Lithuania. Haven't been there before, but also seems to be a cool festival. And we have some more shows during the summer, so we are happy to be back on the road, in the saddle, you know. We have been away, at least from the audience, for a few years now, so it was definitely about time to get back.
If you had the opportunity to choose between the four propositions that I will make as a pet, between the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland, between a phoenix, between a gremlins, or between the alien from the movie from Ridley Scott, which animal would you choose as a pet for you?
Wow, out of those, I don't know if I've ever seen Gremlins actually, but Aliens, the Alien movies are great, of course, so I don't know, I have to go with something like that.
Yeah, I would prefer an alien because I love the Giger art. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.